Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, May 11th, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Bob Baird reporting. In a major victory for our union and all aviation workers, a rule change denounced by the National Mediation Board finally provides a ballot where every vote counts in a union representation election. The previous rule counted those who did not cast a ballot as a no vote. In other words, worker representation elections will be treated the same as every other vote in the U.S. Those who participate have a say in the outcome. The rule will take effect 30 days after publication in the Federal Register, and not surprisingly, the Air Transport Association, along with airlines such as Delta, FedEx, and United, are expected to challenge this new worker-friendly rule change by filing suit in the next few days in federal court to try to block the change. It is important to note that their proposal to change the rule followed a shift in the makeup of the three-member National Mediation Board, which now includes two former labor leaders, one of whom is Linda Puchala, former AFA International President, nominated by President Obama. We applaud the National Mediation Board for taking this bold step to finally bring democracy to union elections. In just 2 weeks, we will begin voting on a temporary dues increase of $3.75 to build a strike fund. The increase would only remain in place until we ratify a new collective bargaining agreement. Ballot approval requires a two-thirds majority of valid votes cast, and the resolution for this vote and establishment of a strike fund unanimously adopted by the 14 local council presidents who comprise the voting members of the MEC is posted on the strike preparedness subsection of our contract negotiations area. Supplemental discussion about a strike fund and the value of it is also posted for your review. We encourage you to review all of the information about our strike fund and ask yourself, what are you willing to do to get the contract you want and need? Building a strike fund through a temporary dues increase makes clear to management just how committed we are to our goals and that we are willing to do whatever it takes to achieve them. There are only two more days left until the contract negotiation survey closes. A link to the survey, which is hosted by the third-party vendor BalletPoint, is available on our website, along with complete instructions and help with troubleshooting if you experience a problem taking the survey. We encourage everyone to take the time to respond and take an active role in our negotiations. And flight attendants at British Airways will stage four separate five-day strikes beginning May 18th. The strikes are authorized under British law after 81% of the union members rejected an offer on pay and staffing levels. British Airways cut staffing levels in November without union approval, prompting 7 days of walkouts and two separate strikes in March. We stand in solidarity with our union sisters and brothers at British Airways in the fight for fair treatment on the job. This week, United announced an increase of 0.6% in revenue passenger miles that resulted in a load factor of 81.4%, which is up 1.5 points from the same period in 2009. United also continued to reduce available seat miles by 1.2% for April 2010, in part related to the volcanic activity affecting European operations last month. While preparations for our next mediation session continued, we have been notified by our mediator of the need to cancel the session originally scheduled for the week of May 17th. Following the comprehensive in-person report of our negotiating committee at our recent United Master Executive Council meeting, the next edition of our Negotiations and You newsletter is being sent to your home with a summary comparison of proposals and the latest review of the status of our negotiations. That's all for this evening. We'd like to thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.